rest your ears in the endeavors of the Nightmare Notes.
Hello to the wonderful people tuning into our nonsense rambling that we call the Nightmare Notes. I'm Joey.
And I just ate a peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, and usually we have a third, but unfortunately Carly could not be with us this evening. She is out training millions of bats to fly her from place to place so she could become the true bat queen.
Yes, I can confirm that.
Yeah, John could confirm that. So that means old Johnny Boy and I are unsupervised. This week, I felt you guys should get to know us a little more, you know, just what our jobs are, what our hobbies are, and just what our interests are. You know, I'm sure later on in the future, there'll be an episode where either John or I can't be a part of, and you'll get to learn more about Carly, I'm sure. But in the meantime, I think it's time for me and John to go ahead and dive into deep into some stuff inside and outside of the creepy world. So, let's just jump right into it. John, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to follow our little rough outline that Joey whipped together.
That's the last second whip together.
But obviously, my name's John. My last name, as you can tell by my Instagram, if you follow me, is Mergenthaler. My job is I'm actually an estimating engineer, and it's just a fancy way of saying that I estimate construction jobs and put prices together and then design and kind of project manage them. Kind of a jack of all trades.
You know, if someone held a gun to my head and said, "What does John do for a living?" I'd be like, "I don't fucking know, man."
I put on like 3 or 4 different hats. I mean, but it keeps me busy. My hobbies are doing this, and then if you ask Carly, I'm definitely addicted to going to the gym. Yeah.
If anyone follows you on Instagram, they can see that as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of a whore. I post a lot of gym selfies.
That's fair. That's fair. My name is Joseph Furtek. My job, oddly enough, is I am an automotive refinish technician, is what the technical term is on my piece of paper that I get a certificate for. In normal people terms, I paint cars for a living. It's pretty fun, you know, and it's something different. Didn't have to go to college, so that's cool. My hobbies, I don't know. When I really think about it, I don't really have any hobbies. I'm pretty lame. If I have free time, I am generally just watching movies or TV or playing video games. For like a week, I'll get really invested in something very weird. And then the next week I'm on to something else that's very weird. I get bored very easily. So like I'll be deeply invested in, what am I deeply invested in this week? I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now, but I think
both of us kind of, one big hobby that we have like in common is like the big pop culture stuff.
Yeah, like nerd
where
shit.
Where we kind of just jump from nerdy thing to nerdy thing, and kind of just that kind of envelops our life for a little bit.
It really does.
I dove way deep into The Witcher, and before that, I was, you know, watching all the Marvel movies, and before that, I was reading all the comics, and you know, and I feel like you're kind of similar to that in that aspect as well.
I do a lot of that, like a lot of nerdy shit for sure. If I'm not going to some sort of Comic-Con, I'm watching something or reading something. But like outside of nerdy shit, it's either a lot of animal documentaries. I get really far deep into animal documentaries because I really love animals. As I've said on this podcast before, I run an amateur zoo. That's what I call my house because I have so many animals. It's a lot of fish tanks.
You got, what, 2 dogs, 2 bunnies, and how many fish do you think you got?
I got 2 dogs, Blue and Finn, and then I have 2 rabbits, Sook and Luna, and currently how many fish I have Well, I have my little podcast fish in here, my little betta fish, Sushi. And then in our fish tank downstairs, I have, I think I only have 5 fish in that fish tank downstairs. And then I have in the fish tank in my bedroom, I have an axolotl, which is, for anybody wondering, it's like an underwater lizard, kind of.
It almost looks like a mudkip, but white.
Yeah, her name is Mudkip. The technical of what an axolotl is, it's like a salamander, but it never pupates from, to grow lungs to get out of the water. It's like stuck permanently in the stage between tadpole and full on salamander, where it is the size and has the arms and all that of a salamander, but it just breathes underwater. She's super cool. I love her a lot. She's, I talk to her every night. She's an angel. They live to be 20 years old, so she's probably gonna outlive me.
Holy crap! Yeah. If you keep up on the Dr. Pepper, yeah, you're.
I'm going out. Downhill.
Kelsey's the Dr. only Pepper gonna have that.
Yeah, between the Dr. Pepper and all the paint huffing, I'm got a short timeline. But yeah, no, I love animals. I've always loved animals. I've always been very interested in animals, and that'll probably be something that'll follow me to my grave.
Yeah, we're actually looking. Carly's uncle has a farmhouse that we might go and move and rent. And if we do, we might get ducks and chickens.
See, I always want a duck. Kelsey won't let us get a duck because we don't have it. Yeah. Because my problem is any animal that I get, it will never be an outside animal. Because I always feel bad and I end up bringing it inside. So I'll have a house full of chickens and a duck that roams around my house wearing a diaper because he can't potty train them.
They'll be outside, but they'll have nice. We'll set them
like,
up.
It's weird because like when I go to a farm, I'm like, this is nice. Like animals should live outside. This is nice. But then when I bring my own animals home, I'm like, I would never leave my animal outside. Like it has to be inside with me. It's just a weird, I don't know. But I also have a soft spot for every animal in the world. Like, I would be okay if we found a baby possum. I'd be like, looks like we got a pet possum now. How I am. But yeah, no, I don't know. That'll always be part of me, is my huge love for animals. If I could, people ask me all the time, like, oh, like, what happens if, like, for whatever reason, this is always something that somebody asks me whenever I talk about how much I love animals. Because they always say, like, well, what happens, like, do you hunt? And I always say, no, I can't hunt. And I said, I refuse to hunt. So like and there's nothing wrong with hunting. I'm not saying that it's bad. I couldn't do it. Like I could much easily kill a person before I kill an animal, no matter if it's just a squirrel or a deer. Like I don't think I could bring myself to kill it. Like I would, somebody was like, either kill this dude or kill this deer. I'd be like, all right, sorry, dude. To me, it's just like people consciously make decisions that, like, you can be a bad person. Like, to me, an animal is just like pure of heart. Like, it just can't be bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a weird, I don't know, it's a weird thing that I am. But people always ask, like, okay, well, what happens if, like, there's like a nuclear apocalypse, or like you get stranded on an island? I would just straight up become a vegetarian. As much as I love, like, meat, you love eating meat, because I do. It's like steak is my favorite food in the world, but like I could never kill an animal to eat it. Like I just would never do it. I would just be a vegetarian, or I'd starve to death. I don't know.
I agree with that. I could see what you mean about, I don't know, you've always been a big animal lover, I guess.
I have always been.
I don't know. And you've always been very weary of people. Like,
yeah, I don't like people. I love animals, hate people.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, always, it's... I hunt, but it's more... Like, me and Carly do it, but we've always done it with the ideal that we're going to eat it and, like, sustain off of it. We don't want to just... Like, I never want to go out there and just kill to kill. I don't know. Right. I think that's wrong.
Like, yeah, like, that's... I don't hate people that hunt. I don't, like... I can't stand people who hunt for game. I think that's stupid. Like, what... That to me, that's senseless. Like, but... I don't know. Like, I have nothing against people who hunt for food. Like, that's perfectly fine. Like, I have the most respect in the world for, like, Native American type people that, like, utilize every part of the animal. That's perfectly fine. Like, and they show respect after they kill an animal and all that stuff. I think that's a a beautiful way in a beautiful circle of life, but I don't know. Like, perfect example. I always, before me and my fiance started dating, or when we started dating, she told me that she always loved rabbits. And I had rabbits growing up, but the rabbits we had, they did live outside, but I wasn't very involved with them. And I didn't really, I don't know, I just didn't see any, like, reason. I just didn't see any benefit of a rabbit, like, at the time, where, like, I would just be like, why would, they just don't do anything, they don't care. Little I know, I was very wrong, because our first pet that we got together was a rabbit. She is a Holland Lop named Suki, and she is the light of my life. I would literally die for her. She, because we got her, I said, like, all right, I'm going to do this. Like, we lived in an apartment that didn't allow animals, so I was like, well, I'll just get a rabbit. Nobody's going to know we have a rabbit in here. And we got our little cage, and then her little cage turned into her room, and then her room turned into our entire house because she free roams. We let her out, and we got her potty trained where she uses a litter box, and she hates everybody just like I do, except she loves me and I love her. She's not too fond of Kelsey. Like, she'll let Kelsey feed her and pet her, but she doesn't, like, whenever me and Suki are together, she'll sit in my lap or she'll sit next to me and watch TV, and she lets me pet her and pick her up and hold her, and
yeah,
not for too long, but, like, she loves me and I love her. But that's like, yeah, if you would have told me 5 years ago, like, hey, you're gonna have a pet rabbit that you're gonna love more than anything in this world, I'd be like, you're out of your goddamn mind. Like, yes, I love animals, but there's no way. Like, I'm a sucker for any type of animal.
Yeah, but right now we only have the three. We have Sam, who's mm-hmm. like 12, and then we got our little baby Jasper, who's Carly's dog more than mm-hmm. mine. He's actually sleeping with her right now because she's not feeling very well, so they're laying together because he's very intuitive about, like, when she doesn't feel well. And then we have Maple, who is kind of like similar to your rabbit, where she likes me a lot, and she'll, like, cuddle with Carly, but she will, like, force herself, like, onto my lap, like, to spend time with me. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's just something about a bond that is unspoken, that is nice. You know what I mean? Like, when you earn animals' trust, like, it just makes you feel good because they're like, you guys can't express interests via communication, so you just exchange love, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my hobbies, I suppose, and my very big interests. But we did talk about our share and love for pop culture, which probably is mostly why we're friends. So let's kind of jump into that. So with our second topic here, we're going to go through what our favorite movies, video games, comics, and general nerd shit is.
Yeah.
So, you want to go first, Johnny, on movies? What's your favorite movies?
You know, I don't like answering this question just because...
It is a hard question.
Yeah, because I love just movies in general just so much. But if I had, like... If I had to pick genres, I guess, instead of just a movie, I've always really grown up loving horror movies, which I think is, like, one of the big reasons why I'm doing this podcast. But then I also really love comic book movies, and that's one of the big reasons why I do, like, you know, Rewind and Reload, which is like more kind of like character-based stuff where, you know, we do analysis on pop culture stuff. But those are my two big genres. For, like, favorite movie, though, I don't even know, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know if I could say my favorite movie, because I'm in the same boat. I love a lot of movies. That's pretty much, I get into movie binges where I will just lay in bed or lay on the couch and watch, movie after movie after movie. That's what I did all last weekend. I watched a lot of movies. I'll rewatch a lot of movies too if I really like them. Like, a couple weeks ago, I went to a Star Wars movie thing where I just watched Star Wars movies for a while. This last week, I watched a lot of, like, and it was a mix of serious movies and, like, superhero movies, because I do love superhero movies too. But, like, I watched Catch Me If You Can, then I watched both Deadpool 1 and 2, and I watched. What else did I watch? I watched yesterday, which I have a rant to go on in a little bit about. And then I watched... what else did I fucking watch? I watched Shazam, Venom. I love Venom. I love Shazam as well. It's a phenomenal movie. But, like, that's just how... Like, it's either a superhero movie or, like, a very serious movie. I do love horror movies. I don't really like... I like paranormal horror movies, like horror movies about if I'm gonna watch a horror movie, I want it to be realistic and psychological, because that's what makes it fun to me. We watched what is that movie called? Me and Kelsey watched it. It's I think you've seen it, John. It's came out not too long ago, and it's about like a family. And you find out the grandma's crazy, and then you follow the family along a little further, and then the mom starts going crazy, and the most famous scene in the movie is the little girl's leaning out the back window and her head gets smashed off by a telephone pole.
I don't know that off the top of my head. That doesn't sound familiar to me.
I can't think of what it's called. It's a good movie, but I don't want to spoil it, but in the end it's like they're leading up to it being a the entire time like magical shit is happening and like occult things are happening. But to me, I always prefer the twist at the end that none of that was real, that it was all like psychological. Like, that's how I like it. But that's just me. Like, I would prefer it like in the end you find out that actually everybody's crazy and none of that happened. It all happened in their mind and stuff like that. Like, I think that kind of stuff is more interesting. But I do love monster movies. Like, I love the X-Files. I have an X-Files tattoo, actually, is how much I love X-Files.
I don't know. I've always just really been fond of, like, slasher movies big time. And then, like, also just, like, the psych thrillers where it like messes with your head the whole time.
I like those too,
which like, because I just watched The Invitation the other day, which is pretty good.
I love that movie. I saw the movie in theaters.
And it's a pretty good cult movie, but it's like they play certain sounds during the movie, they do certain things to kind of like also make you not sure of what's going on.
That's the one
which is
where...
pretty good.
That's the one with the two older people bringing the kids, right?
No, that's what was that? Invitation's like it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
Oh, okay.
But I think the one you're talking about, I think it might be the same like variation of words.
Yeah, it's something like that. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like it's the... Oh, fuck. What is that movie called? I'm going to have to look it up or it's going to drive me crazy.
But I don't know. I like movies like that. And then, I've always been a big slasher guy. Like, I've seen... Obviously, we just talked about Cannibals and I talked about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What? Oh, The Visit.
The Visit is what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if I had to go back, like, my favorite... like slasher movies would probably be like Halloween or Friday the 13th.
I've always been very fond of those. I like slasher movies a lot too.
I think it's just so out there. Like, sometimes they get really out there and it's just like, what the fuck are they doing? You know, between the people and the writers of the script, but like you're watching these characters do the dumbest shit to get killed. And it's like, it's kind of your fault.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hereditary is the movie I was trying to talk about earlier.
Oh, like, yeah, I watched the ending explained on that.
Because
if I don't have time to watch movies, I get on YouTube and I'll watch movie reviews on things. So I found a really good one that's... Yeah, they're called Found Flicks, and they'll go through the movie and explain like the big twists and stuff in it. So
yeah, I love a good twist. That's how I am in most movies. Like, see, I love a good.
It depends. I don't really like M. Night Shyamalan twists.
I could be down with one or two.
Like the what was it? The Mist? That was a decent one. But like,
yeah, I like The Mist.
I don't know. There's just some of them are like so out there where I'm like, whatever. But like good, like nice subtle ones.
Yeah.
Are what I like.
Yeah, I'm good with a good solid twist at the end if you laid the groundwork throughout. Like if when I saw the twist, I thought about stuff. Like if at the end of a movie you lay down this huge crazy twist and you don't have to go back and revisit old points that you made, then I'm like, that's a good twist. Where like,
yeah, or like if you
put it together in my head myself.
Or if you rewatch it like later on and you catch all those subtle things that they do throughout the movie.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like suspenseful films too, like Prisoner. I think it's Prisoners, maybe. It's a good movie with Hugh Jackman. That's a phenomenal movie. But also, I like all types of movies. Like, I like musicals. I love Grease, The Greatest Showman. Those are good movies.
Yeah, I'm always a sucker for musicals, honestly.
Yeah, I love a good musical that I can jazz along with. I love animated movies as well. Nobody can hate on Moana. It's a beautiful movie. I like Pixar films, Toy Story. That shit's tight.
Yeah, Carly's obsessed with, like, My Neighbor Totoro and Spirited Away.
Yeah, Kelsey loves, like, Studio Ghibli stuff.
Oh, yeah. Carly's got... Actually, I'm looking at a little Totoro thing I got her right now.
Yeah.
It's on our podcasting table.
Yeah, I love those movies. I loved Spirited Away. We watched Ponyo. I liked Ponyo. I don't remember why I liked it. I just remember it being over and me saying, I don't really know what happened, but I liked it. Like, it was a good movie. Like, I don't know why. Hey, Sook.
I don't know why I don't remember it.
Yeah, it's like a weird movie where the little girl's a fish and then she turns into a little girl. Like, I've always seen stuff about Ponyo, and then Kelsey had too, so we just decided we were gonna watch it one day. And I mean, literally, we quote the movie all the time at home, but like, it's just like one of those movies. I'm like, I don't remember what it's about or why I liked it. I just remember enjoying it as I watched it. Like, it was just like in the moment kind of thing.
Those are the best movies, though.
Yeah, but I'm also not a stickler. Like, I can't stand people who are very, even about anything in the world that are like, if you don't like this, then you don't know what you're talking about. It's like, no, see, like, I'm not like that at all.
That's why I'm not a big fan of the Grammys or, like, award shows.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Like, I don't get it. Because I think art comes down to personal interpretation. So, like, I could like a movie that you don't like. And that's fine. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day. Vice versa.
Like, there's a lot of TV shows that I don't enjoy. Like, I don't like Game of Thrones. And I'm not afraid to say it because... to me, there's too much going on and they jump around too much. But that's just me. Like, I understand why people like it. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, this is freaking stupid or Breaking Bad. Like, I'm sure it's a phenomenal TV show. Just every time I watch it, I get disinterested in it too soon for me to continue.
I can agree with that.
So it's just like, but I understand that people enjoy that movie and some people claim it's the best thing in the world, which is fine, but that's just not how I am.
But yeah.
I talked about watching yesterday, and I would like to go on a bit of a rant about it.
Did you like it or no?
I enjoyed it, yeah. Like, I enjoyed the movie.
I haven't seen it yet. No, I haven't seen it yet, but I've watched a few things, and I just don't know if it would be for me,
to be honest. But that's how I am about a lot of things. Like, okay, for those who don't know, Yesterday is about a movie. It's a movie about a kid who... essentially wakes up one day, or he's a struggling artist trying to make his music and try to put it out there. Then he wakes up one day and no one remembers who the Beatles are. Only he remembers who the Beatles are. So then he starts he like freaks out and starts writing down all the Beatles songs that he remembers, and then he becomes famous off of them, and just kind of how the movie goes. Then you kind of follow him. But I have an issue with this movie and why I want to go on a rant, but first we must take a bit of a step back, because this is a argument topic that we have in my house quite heavily, because I like music like any other person in this world likes music. I don't think there's a single person in the world that says I hate listening to music, but I don't see music as like a hobby or a huge interest of mine. Like, I love listening to music like everybody else, but I don't care about going to concerts. I don't care about collecting albums. I don't care about first releases or like when a band is going to release their new single or stuff like that. I just, if I'm in the car, I'm going to listen to music. I have a playlist. Like, I have a favorite band, but like, that stuff doesn't shake me to my core. And I understand it does for other people, and that's cool. But to me, I don't, before people crucify me, just understand, like I said, I don't really care about music. I don't really care for the Beatles. Like, it just never, like, I understand they were revolutionary and they were very big and popular and they made a lot of changes in music, and that's great. But like, when I listen to their songs, like, yeah, they have some songs that I enjoy, but as a whole, I don't care. I don't care about the Beatles. I'll probably never care about the Beatles. And me and my fiance get in arguments all the time because she's always like, well, you can't not care about the Beatles. I was like, well, I just don't. Like, I don't. And I think my biggest complaint about the Beatles, it's not about their music. It's not, I'm not saying that they were bad, because like I said, there are songs that they made that I think are good. They're good songs. But what I don't like is that everybody acts like if the Beatles never existed, then the world would not exist. Like, that's what I can't stand. That's like saying, one of my big interests is cars, so I'm going to do it in a car analogy. That's like saying if the Ferrari F40 was never made, then no car would ever do 200 miles an hour. So Ferrari F40 was the first car to ever do 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, because just because Ferrari did it first didn't mean that nobody else would ever do it if they didn't do it. You know, just because the Beatles came out, say the Beatles didn't exist. Okay, well, I'm sure there was another band that was on track to do something very similar, and they would have done the same things. So I went into this movie, me and my fiance kind of argue about it a lot. So I went in this movie understanding that, like, I don't like the Beatles, but it doesn't mean I can't enjoy this film. Like, I'm going to go watch it. So my biggest issue with the movie, like I said in the beginning, I really liked it. I thought it was a good movie, made some good points, and was very interesting. Ed Sheeran's in it. He does a good job. And Kate McKinnon, she kills it.
Kate McKinnon always kills it.
Yeah.
I want that on record.
Yeah, she's amazing. But my biggest complaint about the movie is the things that they claim wouldn't exist if the Beatles were around. So, do you want me to name them off for you, John, or do you want me to spoil it for
you?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not really... I probably won't watch it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Just because, like... I do really like the Beatles, but I kind of like, I see your point. My biggest problem is the fan base, and something like, another fan base I hate. Like, I hate the fan base for like Rick and Morty. Just like some obnoxious fan bases that I don't want to deal with the art because I don't want to deal with the people.
Yeah, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but I absolutely hate Star Wars fans.
Oh my god.
I would strangle all Star Wars fans if I could.
But like, that's why like I'm not in a big rush to watch it.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I'll see it eventually, but I mean, I can like the Beatles and not have to see it, I guess.
Right, yeah, no, it's not.
Because like, I also thought it was kind of a dumb concept too. And I think like what you're about to go into was one of my biggest things why I thought the movie was not for me.
Yeah. So these are the things that the Beatles claimed wouldn't exist. Or they claimed that they wouldn't exist without the Beatles. So right off the top, they say that Coca-Cola wouldn't exist if the Beatles weren't around. Because he sits down and asks if they have a Coke, if he can have a Coke. And they say, what's that? And he says, you know, like a Coca-Cola. And you mean like, do you mean a Pepsi? So apparently Kelsey looked at it and... During the time of the Beatles, Coke and Pepsi were in some sort of rivalry, like marketing war, and because of the Beatles, Coke came out on top. But in that way, like if that's your logic in that point, then Pepsi shouldn't exist now. If Pepsi lost in that rivalry and Coke came out on top, then why does Pepsi exist now?
Yeah, because if
Coca-Cola was around way before the Beatles, and it definitely was going to survive after the Beatles.
Yeah, because if Coke existed... Just because of that, It would just be a role reversal. Like, people would be like, oh, why do you like Coke? Like, Pepsi's way better kind of thing. You know, it'd just be a reverse.
Yeah, to say that it didn't exist at all is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It says that Harry Potter doesn't exist, which I thought was weird because, like, I've never heard of anything about J.K. Rowling saying that the Beatles directly influenced her to make Harry Potter. I don't... I couldn't find anything explaining that. I mean, unless for some weird reason, J.K. Rowling's dad could only have sex to Harry, or to the Beatles songs. I don't know. I've got no clue.
I don't know.
Yeah. And the third thing, the third one of the bigger things that I think was the wildest claim out of the whole movie is cigarettes. At one point, the main character says, "Man, I wish I didn't quit smoking cigarettes." And one of his friends says, "What's a cigarette?"
Okay,
that is outrageous. Cigarettes have been around for a very long time, and they were never
going to smoking tobacco
around
when the country was founded. God damn it! What the fuck?
I was like, "Get out of here!" Like, and I'm a strong believer in like the butterfly effect. Like, I think every action that everybody takes in this world directly has an effect on the following events. But to claim that the world would be the same, like, I don't, to say that these things wouldn't exist without the Beatles is kind of absurd to me.
Like, it should have been more music impacted or like art impacted, not
they said that, I think it's Oasis, whoever sings Wonderwall.
That's Oasis, yeah.
Yeah, they said Oasis didn't exist. So they had, because there's
not
a scene.
That's not a terrible thing, but.
Yeah, I mean, Wonderwall is an amazing song, but other than Wonderwall, I couldn't name a single Oasis song. There is a scene where he sits down at his computer after he realizes, because he's trying, because it's in the trailer, they're trying to cheer him up, they're like, sing us a song, so he sings one of the Beatles songs, I can't remember which one, and they're like, that's a beautiful song, did you just write that? He's like, it was the Beatles, and they're like, who's the Beatles? So then after he keeps asking people, like seriously, the Beatles, he starts to realize, like, no one knows who the Beatles are. So he goes home, and he starts typing on his computer, like, looking up bands to try to see, like, what bands exist still. And he does look up some pretty good ones. He looks up Childish Gambino, which I thought was odd, but amazing, because that's one of my favorite artists. So I was like, oh, that's weird that he would look him up, like, specifically. But
yeah,
he does go through a bit of, like, clicking on random stuff to here, typing in random names in Google to see what comes up. I don't remember what bands it was at the time. It's been about 20 movies since, but but it was a good movie. Like, I liked the movie. Like I said, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a good film. But other than, like, this argument, it was a hard time watching it with Kelsey, because every time they said something that didn't exist, I was like, come on, there's no way. She did agree with me that it's ridiculous for them to claim that cigarettes wouldn't exist without the Beatles. So I was like, that's fucking outrageous.
I don't know. Like, all the bands, like, whatever bands didn't exist, that would be fine. But, like, the other things...
If they would have went really deep into like what bands wouldn't have existed, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine, I understand music impacts music, and not to say music doesn't impact other things.
Yeah,
it's just like the things that they decided to target was quite outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, if it was more targeted towards like artwork and music and maybe like movies and stuff, that would be one thing, but like to attack advertisement type things is a little weird. But I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they had some kind of thought process behind it.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure there's reasons for it, but
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bit of a hit and miss for me on those things. But that was my little bit of a rant on the movie yesterday. I'm still
Joey always
you watch
gets
it,
one rant per podcast.
I get one good rant per podcast. Let's go ahead and check out video games. What are your favorite video games?
Right now, I have been playing the shit out of The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt. But if I had to go through like my favorite video games, the whole Halo series. I grew up with Halo. I've always loved Halo, and I always will. There were bad games, don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah.
But like the original, like 3 to 4 of them were the best. Like, you can't tell me that they're not good. You know, I'll fight with some kind of fucking Call of Duty noob all day, which there's really good Call of Duty games too. Like, I like them too, but there's more bad Call of Duty games than Halo games. I want to throw it out there.
Yeah.
So I think that's normally where in video games, I like open world games, but I also, I don't know. I like Halo because it's straightforward. You have one mission and you just keep going.
Yeah. It's very simplistic. Nice.
Yeah. So it kind of depends. I'm very particular on artwork, gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm very, like, some people are like all these different games, and generally I stick to maybe a base five kind of games where they have certain artwork, certain gameplay, and certain features that I like. But what about you?
I would say for video games, I am a very specific kind of person. I have always loved and will always love Pokemon. I have played a lot of the Pokemon games. There was a good chunk of time where I stepped out because I didn't want to get a 3DS or whatever. And but I have played Pokemon Blue probably 10 times through. Like, I every 3 or 4 years, after every 3 or 4 years, I'll re-download an emulator and replay Pokemon Red or Blue. I also love Halo. No, not Yellow. Get that shit out of here. No, I'm fine with Yellow. I always go Blue because I always pick Squirtle, Water Squad.
I'm a Bulbasaur guy, so
I could see it. He's a solid starter. He's got the best stats statistically. Yeah. But I always pick the Water type.
Yeah.
But I've always played Halo. That's something I have always and will always play. I actually, on my Xbox One, I think I only have like 3 games, but I've always played Halo. Halo is the one game that I will continue to play. I still play Halo 5 to this day. Like, I will continue to play it I don't play it like religiously, but like probably once a month I will play for a couple hours at least. Like, on a weekend I'll play for a few hours. But I also love I like the concept of open world games. I know we talked about this either last week or the week before.
At some point we did.
Yeah, like, I like the concept of an open world game, but I need more structure. Like, because if you just leave me to my vices, I will get lost, and then I'll get frustrated, and then I just won't continue to play because it's too much a hassle to get back on track. But I like to me, the Assassin's Creed games are like a good compromise where they are more open world, but they're very structured, where like, yeah, this is your next mission, but there are side missions.
They only give you a few missions that you can kind of go off of.
Yeah. So
like, if you were like Witcher or Skyrim, like, you couldn't play them.
Yeah, no, like, honestly. I just ended up getting lost. I did play Breath of the Wild for the Switch, and I did love it, but I still ended up putting it down because I ended up getting lost, and I'm currently in a spot where I am not strong enough to continue, so I have to go back and redo a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to do that, so I just put it down.
That's probably the most open world game ever, because you could go straight to, what's his name? Ganon, and you can fight him right after the tutorial if you really want to. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're gonna win.
Yeah, you can do it though.
You can do it. Yeah,
I enjoyed that game a lot. I enjoyed the little things you could do. But I also I think I talked about a couple weeks ago as well, the Jedi Fallen Order, the new Star Wars game. It's very like, if I had to say what it was like, it's like if Assassin's Creed was a Star Wars game. Because it's very like open world-esque, but it's also very structured, and like, you have to go do this, and it's a beautiful game. I would highly recommend anybody go play it because it's so much fun.
I've been meaning to look into it a little more.
Yeah, it's a blast. I'll let you borrow mine if you want, because I finished it. I beat it all.
We do.
I've put down my Xbox recently, and I have rambled on before, diving into the world of virtual reality, and
I had no idea.
I know, right? It is the future. I fully believe that. I think at some point, I don't think in the near future, but I think far in the future, I think PlayStation and Xbox are gonna fade out of their consoles and are gonna go into a virtual reality. Because it is, like, it's so, I don't know, it's amazing. Like, just to be so immersed in something and, like, you can have an entire world at your fingertips that you are in. But yeah, it's crazy cool. I'm also an Xbox guy. I have owned every console under the stars except for PlayStation 3. I skipped PlayStation 3. But I have always had an Xbox. I had a PlayStation 4 for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I stopped using it. I beat Spider-Man, and then I was like, all right, well, this is useless now.
Yeah, Carly plays mine more than I do now.
Yeah, I've just always been an Xbox guy. We've always had Xboxes, and
yeah.
So, like, I got the PlayStation 4 a while back to play with some friends, and then it just sat there, and then I actually got rid of that one because I had no reason to keep it, so I was like, well, forget it. Like, what's the point? And then they came out with Spider-Man, so through an odd series of events, I ended up coming into possession of another PlayStation 4, and then I beat Spider-Man, and then I just got rid of Spider-Man to PlayStation 4, so I was like, well, it's done. So, yeah, that's... I mean, I'm looking forward to the new Xbox that's coming out. I'm definitely going to get it as soon as it comes out next year. Yeah, this year, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I believe so. Did you hear that PlayStation's not going to be at E3 this year, though? Again?
I did hear that. Man, that's crazy. I'm surprised they haven't launched their, like, an image of the new console, because since Xbox kind of dropped theirs, I thought for sure PlayStation would be like, well, here's ours.
I think
ours,
that's why they're not showing up. I don't think they got anything substantial yet.
Yeah, I think their console is going to end up getting pushed back.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, if you're not ready, don't rush yourself just to be competitive. Like, I think right now in the world of consoles, the people are pretty steadfast on whatever they pick. You know what I mean? Either you're an Xbox fan or you're a PlayStation fan. I think everybody is a Nintendo fan at heart, but, like, when it comes to those two specifically, like, either, because, like, the kid who had a PlayStation 4 isn't going to be like, well, the PlayStation 5 isn't out yet, so I'm going to go buy the new Xbox. They're going to say, well, I'm waiting until the PlayStation 5 comes out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
don't rush yourself. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So let's step off video games, unless you have anything else.
No, go I think that's it.
Talk about some comic shit. So yeah, we're both pretty big comic nerds.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think all of my tattoos, other than my dog, are all some sort of pop culture based. Several comic based ones. So let's hear what your favorite comic book series is. Not even series, just like, what is your favorite? Like, are you a DC guy? Are you a Marvel guy? Or what's your favorite DC or Marvel heroes? You know, stuff like that. Simple stuff.
Yeah, well, I jump back and forth. I'm very loose with which one I like more. I think Marvel movies are better.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have better production value. I think their content's a lot better. DC, I think, has really, really good comic books. They have really, really good animated series. But, like, growing up, like, I was just looking at this, actually. The first comic book my dad ever gave me was Marvel Team-Up Spider-Man and Nick Fury. And that was from, like, 83, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, from back in 83. When he was younger, he gave me, like, a bunch of comic books. So, like, and my dad was really into Fantastic Four, Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad's got, like, a Spider-Man tattoo on his back. And he's wanting to get Wolverine. Yeah, it's huge. Uh-huh. And he got it when I was younger because I liked Spider-Man so much when I was younger.
Mm.
So I would have to say that if I go into a comic book store, like, my go-tos would be Batman, Spider-Man, Nightwing, Green Arrow, Deadpool. And I really like the symbiotes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just got Absolute Carnage.
Yeah,
I started that series, which I think is a pretty cool series. And then I have, like, the whole Civil War series as well from the Marvel. So I think if I went through my comic books, I probably have more Marvel than DC currently. But Carly has more DC because we do keep our separate.
That's smart.
Yeah, so she
don't
has...
Don't want to touch him.
Well, I've read her. She's read mine. But it's... We keep them divided. I don't know why. But she loves the Batman Who Laughs. So yes, she's definitely... She agrees that like the Marvel movies are better than DC movies, but she is like hardcore DC comics. Like if it's a comic book, she doesn't really care to look at the Marvel too much.
Yeah. That's how I am. I think anybody who says DC movies are way better than Marvel movies are just lying to themselves realistically. Like I am a DC fan through and through. I love Marvel movies. I do like Marvel comic books. I own several Marvel comic books. I'm not saying they're bad. I think the DC universe is more, one, has more original ideas, and two, is better well-rounded. And where, like, if you jump into, like, the politics of Marvel versus DC, most of Marvel characters are based off of a DC character. Like, if you go back, any huge Marvel character is somehow mirroring a DC character that came out 10 years before their Marvel version.
Yeah, it kind of it depends on the decade you're in, but I mean if you go back to the big ones, Marvel definitely did steal some stuff, but if you look at the 90s, it started kind of going the other way, but Marvel was also kind of, I don't know. Marvel was also going through bankruptcy at the time, so they were kind of like pushing some of their stuff out a lot harder than DC was.
Like you said, at some points there are characters that DC has ripped from Marvel. I know there's a Spider-Man knockoff on DC's side, but he's a villain. Which, like, I understand. Like, there's going to be ripping off on both sides, but I think just to me, I feel like the DC is more respected of its fans. Whereas Marvel, I don't think they're running out of original ideas where they are redoing the Civil War series. I think it was one of the Miles Morales series. It was a series that they kind of gave it a soft reboot and came up with a new character of, I'm pretty sure it's Miles Morales.
I don't even want to talk about Miles Morales because there is so much potential in that character that
I like Miles Morales. Yeah.
They have done it right in the video game. They've done it right in animated series.
Yeah.
They have fucked him so hard in the comic books. He has a terrible backstory. He's just a ripoff of Spider-Man. But he could be such a good character on his own where he kind of takes over. And has his own set of villains and stuff, but it's like they're just taking everything Spider-Man and just giving it to him, and they're really treating him. I don't know. They're treating him like a redheaded stepchild, and it starts to piss me off because he's such a. There's so much potential.
Yeah, like he. I'm pretty sure it was Miles Morales, but they came out with his comic book, and it wasn't selling because the story sucked.
Yeah.
Because it was like the story and all that sucked. And then Marvel came out and said, well, you know, if our fans weren't racist and sexist, then maybe the comics would sell better or something like that. And I'm like, man, that's fucked up. Like,
it's not even about that. I mean, there is still stuff that our society has to push through, but the story was just not good.
Right. Yeah. The story sucked. But we here in my house, we're very divided on most things. Kelsey is a Marvel fan for the most part. I am a DC fan for the most part. She is a Jedi. I am a Sith. Stuff like that. We're pretty evenly spread, which is fine. Good balance. But I think DC comics are very heavy on my bookcase in comparison to my Marvel. But like I said, doesn't mean I don't like Marvel. I like the X-Men. I think the X-Men were a cool concept that kind of got lost to the wayside again due to politics, because after Marvel kind of sold out and everything, and then when they started to get their numbers back and the MCU started to build, Fox was like, well, X-Men is ours, so then then Marvel Comics stop making good, one, good, and then two, altogether X-Men comics, they started to burn them out. So that way, because to them, they were like, we're giving these movies free publicity, and then it's making people turn up to their movies, where if they stop making good comics, or again, comic books altogether for this specific set of characters, then people would stop seeing the movies and all this stuff. It was mostly politics, but I have a Flash tattoo. I love the Flash, and I have a Nightcrawler tattoo. He's one of my favorite Marvel characters. I love comic books in general. I'll never not read a comic just because there's a certain stamp on it. I just
I mean
DC storylines are better and more well thought out.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll read outside of those two big brands. Like I'll read Dark Horse Comics. Read, I can't, who did Kick-Ass? Kick-Ass is good. Scott Pilgrim is good.
Oh, I have the Scott Pilgrim series.
So, like, I'll read outside of it, too. Like, it just, if your cover art can catch my eye, I will most likely pick it up. And if I like that issue, I will find the whole series.
Yeah, like, I have, I think it's Boom that make the Power Ranger comics. I have a lot of them because I love the Power Rangers. I have
They have a good comic series.
They really do. Their comic book series is great. I have a Green Ranger tattooed on my chest. I love the Green Ranger. I love the Power Rangers. I'm not like, if it's not DC, I don't give a shit about it. I prefer if someone's like, if you had to choose, I would say definitely DC in my book.
Yeah, but I like sometimes people just think that there's only the two big ones out there.
Yeah, there's other options.
So yeah, like, if this is my chance to be like, hey, there's more. Go check out more.
Yeah.
So, because like how I said, like Dark Horse, I mean, they do Hellboy. I think I think they do Spawn as well. And The Mask. So.
Yeah, The Mask, yeah.
But anyways, that's my comic preferences. I mean, I'm very unbiased, honestly. I like certain characters. I like certain storylines. But to pick and choose, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got the next kind of topic is just a free-for-all nerd shit. I will start this one to kind of give us a basis. For free-for-all nerd shit, there's TV shows and games that I love to play that aren't in the categories. Like, like I said before, I love the X-Files. I think it's a great TV show, and then a lot of things like it. I mean, obviously, like everybody else in this world, I love Stranger Things, and
I'm so far behind in Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I think I understand why they can't take a break, because they need the kids to be young, and like the longer they wait, the older the kids get. But it's just like, I'll continue to watch anything they put out, but you know, I'm kind of to the point where it's like, I think we're good for a little while. Maybe wait a few years, wait for the kids to be in their 20s or something.
Yeah, I think I'm down. Two episodes away from being done with the first season, to be completely honest.
The first season? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Man. I told you I'm behind.
Yeah, you're way behind. Me and Kelsey.
I just kind of jumped off of it to catch up with some other stuff, and I just haven't picked it back up.
Yeah. I remember the day that Kelsey told me, she's like, hey, my brother said we should watch this TV show. And I was like, what's it called? She's like, it's called Stranger Things. I said, what's it about? She's like, I don't really know. He said it's about like some monster or something. So I was like, all right. I was living in Valpo at the time, and she was staying the night, and we stayed in bed literally all day and watched the entire first season. Like, we did not get out of bed once. I think I ran to Dunkin' Donuts or something that was right down the street from me. And we just watched the entire the first season one day. It was amazing. I love that show. But like, there's other things. I love Dungeons and Dragons. It's a phenomenal game that I love to play. And that's something I'll always love to play. It's kind of where our crossover episode kind of spurred from. My love of Dungeons and Dragons. And I think it's something I'll always be interested in playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, is there any nerd shit that didn't fit the categories for you?
I'm trying to think. Not really. I mean, this is going to sound bad, and I always fuck with Tim and Quentin because of this, I've always really enjoyed Supernatural. I know it's like not a great show, but
I've watched a lot of Supernatural.
So I always like fuck with them and tell them that it's the greatest show ever, and it's not, but whatever. So there's that. For nerd shit, I mean, I don't know. I guess I mostly stick to the movies and the comics and video games, and I never really got into X-Files. I know you really like that, but I just never really got into it too much. It's a little too slow for me.
Yeah, well, see, when it comes to X-Files, generally there's two types of people. There's the people that love the Monster of the Week and the people that love the main arc. I love the Monster of the Week stuff. I think that stuff's super cool. Like, I'm fine with the main arc because there has to be a reason that they're doing all this, or else it just becomes like a very flat TV show.
Yeah.
But like, I love the Monster of the Week series.
That's like, how I am with Supernatural. So it's like the overall story from season to season, it's like, okay, it's the same. You know, one dies, one comes back kind of shit.
Right.
But getting to see the monsters and some of the practical effects are always my favorite.
Yeah, it's really so fun.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I guess I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm also getting put on the spot. So if I think of it, I guess I'll say something, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. I guess our next topic kind of goes into the same thing for free for all. Do you got anything free for all wise on what your views are and anything? It's kind of a broad topic, but you know,
I don't know. Legalize weed.
Hell yeah.
I guess. I don't know. That's probably about like, it.
some things that I'm also interested in. I'm interested in science. Like I love like the Science Channel and stuff like that. I love learning about like anything. Like I love the Bill Nye podcast. I think it's a phenomenal podcast. I love listening to that kind of stuff. I like getting in arguments about stuff like that. And
I mean, like for science, like it depends on what kind. Like I really like quantum mechanics. I really like thermodynamics. That kind of goes with the whole engineering thing, but like to get really into that, I've always really enjoyed learning about that stuff. And a lot of that like stems from certain comic books, like quantum mechanics really stemmed a lot from like reading about the Flash and stuff, because there's actually a lot of like digs like in the comics. They like talk about it a lot, so there's different things like that I'm really interested in. I'm also like, I guess to throw it out there, is like I'm really really interested in folklore. I like, it's not even like just monsters and cryptids, just like any kind of like folklore. I think it's so interesting, culture to culture. I'm really into that stuff.
Yeah, I like that stuff. Like I think I'm a very science-based person, I guess you would say. Like I'm not like, well, if you can't prove it, then it doesn't exist. Like, because when you talk about just anything in general, I'm more of a realist. I'd like to say like an optimistic realist, where I would like for great things to happen, and I try to stay positive. But I understand that realistically, I have to view view life through a lens of what the world is. So like when it comes to aliens and stuff, like scientifically, have they proven that aliens exist? No. But the likelihood that aliens don't exist is slim to none. I mean, in all the planets that we can comprehend, if there was only a 0.00001% of those planets hold life on them, that's still 10,000 planets. If you think that Earth is the only planet to hold life, is just like, that's so ridiculous to me. Because I think, to go into like a kind of a deep dive on some of my more serious views, I think us as a human race are so narcissistic, it's ridiculous.
Quite.
Like,
yeah.
Like that's also why I don't believe in religion, because it's like, why as human beings do we think we deserve an afterlife?
Like, yeah, I'm kind of weird in that aspect, because like I really like the unknown. I'm not afraid of the unknown, like a lot of people are. I'm very fascinated with it, but I am also like, I am atheist and I don't, you know, believe in any kind of like higher power or anything, but I believe that there are a lot of things that are unexplainable, and I find 100%. Them so fascinating. I don't, I just don't really like to link them to religion or anything.
Yeah. I just, I like, because to me, it just because we haven't been able to prove it yet doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Like, I am fully believing in that, but like when people get so worked up about like religion specifically, to me, I don't need a book to tell me how to live my life. I don't need someone saying, hey, you need to do good things so you can reap the benefits after you die. I will be a good person and try my hardest to live a good life, because that's what I would want others to do. Like, I don't need religion to give me ethics. Like, if I see somebody broken down on the side of the road and it's something that I think I can help them with, I'm going to pull over and help them, because if I was broken down on the side of the road and
you'd
I
want would the hope same
somebody
thing.
Else. Yeah, exactly. And that's just like being polite. Like, you know, it's just, I would want somebody else to help me. So why wouldn't I help others? And like, I don't need someone saying, well, you'll get into heaven if you do this, this, and this. Like, I don't care. Like,
sometimes I think a lot of people are bad people, and just because they go to that little, you know, that little place on Sunday, they are good people.
Use it,
you know,
they use it as an excuse and to wash their hands free of things that they've done.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, to me, if let's say Christianity is real, and it could be, I'm not saying that religion is dumb by any means. It's just as likely that Christianity is true and right, that it isn't, you know what I mean? There's nobody knows. So any possibility is realistic, and nobody should ever be shamed for what they believe.
The other thing is, like, I don't want to say that, like, I'm not shitting on it or anything like that. I don't believe it, but I also like the whole, finding things interesting that are unknown. I really do find religions interesting as like almost like a learning thing, where I like to learn about them. I just don't believe them.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting to see what they believe, which I think everybody should have in their minds and in their hearts. Cause like, if you can take a second to look at what they believe, then it's a second that you're being more open-minded and being more like, okay, that's what they believe and that's fine. Like, and same thing goes for me, that I've looked into a lot of religions, and I've, at the end of every religion, I literally say, that's very interesting. And that's not what I believe, but that's fine that's what they believe. And like, I can understand why they believe that. You know,
everyone
what I mean?
Needs something, and that's
there's no wrong for that.
Yeah. Everyone needs something, I think. And my something's not that, you know, mine's not religion. Yeah. And maybe we found solace in any of these topics we've talked about earlier, you know, and whatever. But
yeah, the way I see it is like, after I die, if Christianity is real, let's say, and I die, if the book that they say is correct and is the word of God, and I get up to heaven, and he says, you lived a good life, you helped people that you felt like needed help, and you tried to make a difference, I don't think he's going to say, but you didn't pray to me every day, and you didn't come to church on Sunday, so you're going to hell. If by the rules that they're saying, I live my life in that aspect of being a good person and helping others when they need help without expecting things in return, because like, that's just how I try to live my life. Do I do that every day? Fuck no. I try my hardest too, but you know, it doesn't always work out that way.
Sometimes you're really mean to me.
I can be very mean to people, but that's just because I don't like people. And that also goes into my belief that I don't think we deserve an afterlife, because humans are terrible creatures that do terrible things for the profit of nothing. But like,
I think we could talk about that also, like, all night. Might want to get off of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's just how I believe in more serious topics, like stuff like that. Like, I'm also perfectly fine if nothing happens after I die, because And this is weird because I know we wanted to get off it, but this is something I have to say. I find it comforting in a weird way that nothing happens after you die.
You know, me and Carly were just having this conversation the other night, yeah, with our tattoo artist and her boyfriend, because we were hung out with them the other night, and we were having the same conversation. Like, what is there so wrong with there just being nothing at the end?
Right, because one, that makes my life more meaningful, because you have to, everything in your life is up to you, and you have to take everything and believe and hold everything
cherished. It turns your life from a trial run into something that's real.
Right.
If there's nothing at the end, what you're doing now is all you get. Make it what you want.
Right. Yeah. But the other hand of that is just my fiance freaks out. We can't talk about this stuff to her because she freaks out, and she's like, well, what if there's nothing? And I always say, well, if there's nothing, then you will be nothing and you will not know that you're nothing. You just won't exist. And she's like, that freaks me out. I'm like, that's kind of peaceful. Like, you are just, you don't even know, you don't have a conscience to comprehend that you're not alive. So you just are at peace forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just how it is. But, I could be 100% wrong, and I'm fully willing to accept that. None of these beliefs of mine are set in stone. I try to live my life in a simple phrase of believe in nothing and trust no one, because I try to do good for people, but I also don't understand that the human nature is not always in the right state of wanting to help others.
Yeah, I think I live my life which it might not be the best way, is I want to help as many people as I can, but I don't trust them.
Yeah.
You just never do.
I always try to help other people, but you have to be, that's the realistic side of me. I'm an optimist. I try to help others and hope that they will help somebody else or help me or help whoever or do something good for someone else. But I can also understand that, sometimes people are desperate and they do desperate things, and or they're just evil and they do horribly evil things, run a corporation and murder the world,
Yeah. But I agree.
I think that covers our free-for-all.
Minnesota is really chalking up to be a full episode.
I know. That's what I was starting to realize. So we're going to go ahead and go to our final thing. Since we don't have a true crime trivia this week, I have a question game for John, where I will ask him a lot of questions and he will give me his... hopefully quick response.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. They're not super deep questions. I mean, a few of them are, but you'll be okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
The first one is a two-part question.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
One, if you could be any animal, what would it be?
Okay. What was the second part?
If you could tame any animal as a pet, what would it be?
Oh, shit. I think it would be the same one. It's two. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've always thought it'd be awesome to be a wolf. I just think the areas that they live in, the things that they do are just so pure, animalistic, and beautiful. The other thing is a falcon or a hawk. And it goes for both, both parts of those questions. Yeah. Those two animals, definitely.
That's good. If I could be any animal, I think I'd probably end up being an octopus or some sort of sea creature where I can kind of just be.
You'd be able to travel the earth a lot more than I would be able to then.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I could tame any animal as a pet, it would have to be a Canadian goose, because love Canadian geese. And
Canadian goose is you don't fuck with Canadian geese.
Exactly. That's my second part of my taming question, is because say you break into a house. Somebody breaks into your house. They're expecting a dog or something. Nobody's expecting a Canadian goose in your living room ready to run you down, because they are fearless.
Yeah, my grandparents actually had a goose, and they had someone break into the house, and the person got attacked by the goose. The person ended up killing the goose, which was really sad, but it put up a really good fight.
Yeah, they're great guard animals.
They were very proud of it.
Yeah, I would be too. I would. It is my dream to befriend and become one with a Canadian goose. I love geese. They don't give a fuck about anybody. They will stop traffic on a highway and not care.
I had to stop earlier in Valpo because of it.
They always do. All right, our next question. If you could live in any world, what would it be? Like a video game, a movie, or a book or something?
You know, So me and Carly had this talk the other night. I think me and her would do really well in a Skyrim slash Witcher-esque world. Both because we like both really enjoy those types of games. Mm-hmm. Also because we both really like kind of the mystic aspects. And like the dragons and the ogres and the trolls, like they're just, those are just really cool things that in the games are like normal.
Mm-hmm.
So probably that. How about you?
It's one of two things. Either I would be in Star Wars, because in Star Wars, if I wasn't a Sith, because I would end up being a Sith over a Jedi, then I would end up being like a bounty hunter or Mandalorian-esque figure.
You could be neutral too.
I could be neutral, but I would probably end up being something along those lines. Harry Potter. With Harry Potter, I worry that I'd end up being a muggle and would not be able to experience the wonderful wizarding world.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, so it's just like, I feel like Star Wars is probably more on my side because there's more possibility of me becoming something great.
Yeah, and if you didn't become a Jedi or a Sith or, you know, of that, like, of the Force, you could still be a lot of cool things. Like, you could be still a bounty hunter, or you could be a Mandalorian, or, you know, like, you could be a lot of something different
cool things. Yeah. All right, our next question. It's kind of a bigger one. What is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear has always been being buried alive.
Huh, solid.
Yeah, I'm not claustrophobic. It's a different word. It's the fear of being trapped.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it. It also starts with a C as well. How about you?
Wait, I have two fears. One, needles and heights. I have a fear of heights. And it's not a fear of being up high. I guess it's more of a fear of falling. That's why I can go on I can be up high as long as I'm stable, and like I don't mind looking around and seeing, like being up high. It's the feeling of falling I hate. That's I have a hard time with roller coasters. I can't really do them. I can't do needles. And every time I say that, people say, "Well, you have tattoos."
It's a different
kind of needle.
Like, I mean, I'm not afraid of needles. Like, I've never been afraid of them, but like I can even say like it's different.
Yeah, it's way to,
if you have tattoos and you've gotten blood work done, you know they're two different things.
Yeah, they're two wildly different things. That's why I will continue to get tattoos in my life. But
Carly always finds it weird because I am very comfortable being up high and being in situations where I could fall, because I think I always try to describe it as I feel very peaceful because you have two options. You don't fall or you do fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I mean, it's like you die or you live. Like, and that's all you have. You don't have anything in between.
No.
But also the phobia I was talking about is clythrophobia. Anyone's got it out there, it's not claustrophobia, it's clythrophobia.
Oh, solid.
Yeah.
All right, our next question is, if you could have any fantasy item, what would it be? Lightsaber, invisibility cloak, etc.
That's hard.
It is a hard one.
I don't know. I feel, because it's like I'm thinking of all the different geeky universes that I've immersed myself in. That it's like, man, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I've always thought it would be really cool to either have the cap shield or the bat suit.
That's a good.
One of those, which I know the bat suits, like you get a lot of shit with it. But I feel like you kind of can't piece out the bat suit.
Right.
So I think those two things, one of those.
I would say one of three things. Number one at the top, I would have to say a lightsaber. I would love to have a lightsaber. I
knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Two, the Iron Man suit. Okay. But the problem with the Iron Man suit is expensive to keep. So, like, once you got it, it's easy, but yeah, the maintenance costs very high.
That's why I'm kind of, like, leaning more towards the bat suit, because the bat suit doesn't need... It needs maintenance, right. But it doesn't need, like, a power source.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Iron Man suit does, to where, like, if you fuck up your power source, like, you just have a chunk of metal.
Right. I would also say web-slingers from Spider-Man.
Oh, man, I didn't even think of that.
But the issue is, with web-slingers,
you're
physics,
falling.
One, falling, and two, the physics behind it. If a human being were to use web slingers like Spider-Man does, it would dislocate your shoulders. So, like, the reason Spider-Man can do it is because he's super strong and is super agile. If we were to have it, we wouldn't be able to swing building to building.
Yeah,
would end up ripping our body to shreds.
Yeah, he also has, like, a slight healing factor. He has stronger bones, muscles, fibers, you know.
That's why he can do it. Right. Normal
I would definitely try it, though. I'd say fuck it.
Try it.
I'd be like, you know what? Dislocate my shoulder? Fuck it. Yeah. I could still hold on. You still have muscle function to hold on to the web.
Nah, I would definitely be...
Just like, hurt like a bitch.
Grabbing the remote from the other side of the room. I'd be definitely doing a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
So the next question, if you won the lottery, what would your first week be like? Let's just say you won $500 million in the lottery.
Okay, if I won $500 million, I mean, I don't think it would change very much. Me and Carly are both very minimalistic people. Mm-hmm. I know, and that's honestly probably the exact opposite of you.
Oh, completely opposite.
I know the first thing I would buy if I won the lottery, I would buy my grandmother's property. Because she owns about 167 acres out in southern Indiana. And it's all woods. And I've always loved being out there. So I'd probably buy that. But really, besides that, I'd probably just pay off debt. And then I'd probably still work. Because I don't really like not working. You know, even if I have a sick day here or there. Or if I take a vacation, I get bored. So I don't think my life would really change too much. But on the other hand, like... I might be just sitting around smoking a bunch of weed. I don't know. I'm rich.
Sure.
So, how about you?
Yeah, I'm literally the complete opposite of you. The first thing I would do, if I won $500 million in the lottery, first thing I would do for the second that check cleared, I would go pay my parents, pay their house off, give them $10 million. I would fly to each individual brother because they are scattered amongst the country at this point, pay all their debt off, and give them each $1 million. Then I would pay my girlfriend's parents' house off, or fiance's parents' house. I'd pay their house off, give them $1 million, pay whatever debt that her brothers have, give them each $1 million. After that would be day one. I think I would do all those things. And then
the following
day is a very busy day. I've got places to be, bitches to see. Pay for my grandparents' houses and stuff like that. Make sure my family is set and all that. And then I would buy a house and buy a huge garage. Instantaneously go find someone who sells a McLaren P1, buy one of those. Buy a lot of my dream cars. And then I would invest at least $50 million into different companies so that way I can keep money coming, because I'm going to definitely burn through a lot of this money.
Like you burnt almost halfway through the damn money
point. Yeah, that's how I would end up burning. Realistically, in the first couple of years, I ended up burning through half my money, but I would also invest a lot of money into, like, get a really good, have a really good investor, hire somebody, and just have them smartly invest my money in a lot of companies and try to maintain my life so that way I have something to pass on to my nephews, because I don't plan on having kids. But
yeah, I know I've had this conversation with Zach Minchoke before, where we've talked about building a big pole barn for and getting cars and stuff like that, and I've talked about maybe building a gym because I'm addicted, but I don't think I'd go too crazy. I started adding some of it up one day because me and Zach were really getting into the conversation. And I think I burnt through maybe 20% of it. You know what? The rest of it, I'll probably keep half of that and then donate the other part. I don't need it.
I would donate a good amount of money.
I give some of it to my kids when I have kids, but I came up with an okay amount. Like, I wouldn't say that I came up with nothing or like everything, but I came up with an okay amount. And I think that amount of money for children fucks them up more than not having it at all. So I don't think I would like be like, here, have like $6 million trust.
Oh, right. There's no way.
Yeah.
But like, I also, when it comes to buying a house, I wouldn't buy a $100 million house.
No.
I would probably buy like a $500,000 house, which is huge. It's a big house.
Yeah, it's so big.
Like, it's expensive. But like, I probably would end up having a bigger garage than a house. And then I would definitely have my own personal racetrack. But
of course you would.
All right. Naturally.
Your own paint booth. Next,
oh, hell yeah. If you could visit anywhere in the world, where would you go? Like, if money wasn't a thing.
Anywhere in the world, huh? Mm-hmm. I think I would go to Japan.
That's exactly where I would go. I'd go to Tokyo.
If I had to pick one place to go tomorrow, I would go to Japan. Just because I think that's one of the harder trips that we're going to plan in our life. Because we want to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. But like, if you go to Europe, you can hit like 4 or 5 countries in one trip.
Right.
But like, to do Japan's pretty decent sized, and there's so much to do there that I think that would be a hard trip to plan. So I would just, if money was an option, I'd go straight there first.
Yeah, that's, I would go to Tokyo,
which is hopefully one of our first vacations we're going to be taking in the next year or two.
All right. What is your favorite food?
So I'm lactose intolerant. But my favorite food's pizza.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, I love, and if it's, but my favorite pizza, and I hope this strikes a lot of debate, is I love Chicago deep dish. A lot of people don't, but like, and they're like, it's cake, and it's like, I don't give a fuck if it's cake or not. It's fucking awesome.
It's a cheesecake, bitch.
Yeah. But I just, I've always loved it. I grew up in the Chicago area. It's just one of those things. You grow up here, you have it, and I think you either love it or you don't.
Yeah, you either love it or you're wrong.
thank you.
I would say steak and mashed potatoes with a huge glass of Dr. Pepper is my favorite.
That's a good meal, too.
It's extraordinarily unhealthy, but I love it. If I could eat it every day, I would.
Yeah. See, the big thing why I said pizza is because that's my one cheat meal for the whole lactose thing. Like, that's one fair. I will die for.
I have a little bit of a fun question. If possible, would you chop off your hand for a cool robot hand?
Yes.
Fair enough?
No, I don't even need to explain it. Yeah, just yes.
Me and Kelsey have a very close friend who is a prosthetics doctor, and I always tell him, I'm saying the second that robot hands are stronger than human hands, you let me know, I will chop my hand off right away and put a robot hand on it. It's like, the second I could throw a football 6 football fields, or if it's a robot leg and I could kick something 12 stories high, then I will cut this arm off or this leg off right away.
I have always told Carly, if I lose a leg or lose an arm, I'm going to paint my prosthetic like the armor mail from Full Metal Alchemist.
I love Full Metal Alchemist. I knew you were going
to
say that.
Yeah, and then get the rest of my limb that's left, like, tattooed to match it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the first thing I, like, would do. Like, I wouldn't even, like, really be upset too much. I'm sure I would be, because it'd be a big fucking learning curve, and whoever's going through that right now, like, props. But I think that would help my mental state if I did something like that.
Who is your favorite musical artist?
I don't even have one. I don't know. Music is a lot like movies to me, where I don't like to pick one. I like a lot of songs. I like a lot of people, but to pick one, I don't like to. Because there's a lot of bands where I love like one or two of their songs, but I don't like the rest of them.
I'm not an album person where I have to listen to the entire album. I'm very song by song basis. I'd say my favorite band would be the Front Bottoms, but like as like if it was like a singular artist, I would either say Adele because she has the voice of an angel, or like I like Post Malone. I love Post Malone. He makes great music.
Yeah, I like a couple Post Malone songs. Yeah, Front Bottoms and, like, I love a lot. I've seen them live like 2 or 3 times.
I think I've seen them once at least. I know I have at least once.
Carly likes them a lot, so.
Yeah, that's my favorite band. But like I like all music. I like shitty new age pop music and I like pop punk and if you try to put country on my fucking radio, I will kick you out of my goddamn
car. Only country I will ever allow is Johnny Cash and that's fair, and Willie Nelson maybe.
That's fine.
Depends on how drunk I am. But Johnny Cash has always been a very big influence in my life. I won't say he's like my favorite because there's also other ones that I love a lot, but the one person that would be considered country that I will let people play is him.
I have 3 more questions for you. This one's kind of, I know this is long, but these are questions that we need to know, John. Have you ever seen something, but no one believed you?
I don't think so. I've seen things that I could not explain, that I don't really tell people about. I've told Carly about, and she, I don't know if she believes me or not, but she at least, entertains the idea that I saw what I saw. But I don't normally just like tell people like stuff like that because like I either know that they're gonna like they're just gonna have so many questions that I just don't feel like answering. I don't know. What about you?
There is one incident that I will take to my grave because I swear on my life this is what I saw. I was probably, if I had to guess, I was 13 years old. We were driving down a back road, me and my parents. I think my brothers were in the car, and I swear on my life that I saw a beaver in the tree, like up inside of the top of this tree. And my parents, to this day, do not believe me. And I'm like, there was a goddamn beaver in that tree. I don't know how he got up there, but there was a beaver up there. All right. I swear I know what I saw.
Carly's the wildlife biologist. Next time she's on, I will write this question down so that you can ask her if beavers get in trees. I mean, they get them down. I don't know if they climb them.
I don't know how he got up there, but there was a goddamn beaver in that tree. all right, 2 more questions. This one's a little lighthearted. Who is your favorite superhero?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I grew up loving Spider-Man. I've always loved him big time because of the mask. I feel like it just gives anybody the ability to envision themselves as him. I also really like Captain America. Not because he's like the true patriot, because I don't think he is. I think he's inherently a good man. And I strive in my life to try to be like that. I don't want to be the perfect soldier or, like whatever. I just want to be a good person. And I think that's what he is. And I like him a lot. And then I also really enjoy like Nightwing. Because he knows what's right and what's wrong. He's the better parts of Batman.
Right.
And he also has a really good sense of humor when he's beating the shit out of people or getting the shit beat out of him. And so, yeah, I think those.
I would have 3 on Marvel and DC. On my DC side, it would have to be The Flash, Dick Grayson's Robin, or Shazam. Those are my 3 favorite on DC.
Those are good.
Yeah, and on Marvel's, I would say Nightcrawler, Venom. He's like an anti-hero, but it's questionable. And then, obviously, Spider-Man. Those are the 3 on Marvel's side.
Yeah, I've always really enjoyed Venom. I like Anti-Venom a lot, too. I think both of them, especially when they team up to like take out Carnage.
Right, yeah. Maximum Carnage. Alrighty, my last question is it's a heavy question.
Oh,
okay?
Gosh.
If you had to guess, how do you think you'll die?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think if you asked me this, you know, like 5 years ago or something, I would say that it was probably doing something stupid and very minuscule. If you ask me now, I don't know. I think it'll either be two things. It'll be like a freak accident or dying of old age.
That's fair.
Like one of the two things. I mean, I do a lot of stupid shit, and I know I do a lot of stuff that, you know, could get me broken bones or could kill me, but, you know, knock on wood, I've done it so many times that I know how to fall.
Yeah.
So it would have to be kind of a freak accident kind of thing if it was something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully this question doesn't give us any bad juju.
But, yes, please.
If I had to guess how I would die, Dr. I think it's going to be one of two things. Well, one of three things. Dr. Pepper is probably going to be one of the leading causes. But it's probably going to be either a car accident, because I tend to drive fairly recklessly. I'd like to think I'm a good driver, but I also understand that I sometimes make risky decisions while driving. Or I think work's gonna kill me. I do wear a mask at work, and I wear gloves, and I try to be as safe as possible, but, you know, working in a body shop, there's dust and Bondo and paint in the air all the time. Like, I can't wear a mask 12 hours a day, you know. Like, it's I wear a mask when I paint, I try to wear a mask when I prep, but you know, I think those are the two things. You know, if I make it to old age, in my mind, it'll be a miracle.
If you make it to an old age, I think you'll die of diabetes.
Oh, yeah. If it's not those two things, diabetes is a close third on its way in.
Like, not to be mean, but
no.
The amount of Dr. Just, Pepper and jujubes I've watched you eat in your lifetime, I'm surprised you don't have it now.
Yeah, I have horrible eating habits. I drink.
I mean, it's a lot better now that you have Kelsey. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, it's true.
Compared to high school, it's a lot better.
Yeah, because at least now I eat like actual meals. Kelsey is a phenomenal cook, and she'll make chicken. We eat a lot of chicken and like a lot of healthy meals like that. But I probably drink at minimum like 6 to 7 sodas a day.
Oh my god.
Then I just pound fucking jujubes and pork skins, and like that's the majority of my diet. So
yeah.
Alrighty, it's time to wrap up our not so mini minisode.
Yeah.
But do you have any recommendations/plugs?
I mean, my plugs are always like kind of the same. Go listen to Rewind Reload. We are hitting up a kind of like a bi-monthly or every other week thing. One of our members is going back to school. I've been taking a bigger load of work on at my job, so we're going to try to do every other week to bring better quality to what we're putting out rather than just the sheer quantity. So go listen to that, and then come and follow me on Instagram at John Mergenthaler. And those are my plugs. Recommendation-wise, I guess I don't know if I really have any. I can't remember what I did last week, so I don't want to say the same thing again. So
yeah.
So yeah.
For plugs, you can follow me on Instagram at FredX7. Same thing if you have an Oculus Quest that you want to be friends. That's not really working out. Trying to be friends with people. I'm not a friendly guy, but I try my damnedest. And for recommendations, I would say go watch the movie Brightburn. It was a good movie. I liked it a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'd back up that.
Yeah, we just saw it last night. I just watched it last night. It was pretty good. You know, it was a good take on the concept of a Superman. If he wasn't so super.
Yeah, so, it was a very interesting concept.
Yeah, I thought it was good
for a movie.
I think that closes us out tonight. Thank you for listening to two idiots ramble on about what they find important in this world. I hope you'll tune in next week, where Carly will be back to monitor us and keep us online.
Yeah, because this minisode turned into almost a full-length episode, and I think if Carly was here, we probably would have stayed on track, maybe.
Oh, definitely. Probably would have been a lot better. But she tends to keep us in line.
Yeah, but we're just two rambling idiots the whole time.
The entire time. But yeah, so thank you for listening, and have a good night, everybody.
See ya.